This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Hurricane Isaias has snapped trees and knocked out power while blowing through the Bahamas. It's headed toward the Florida coast, where officials have closed beaches, parks, and coronavirus testing sites. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says residents need to watch out for potentially dangerous rainfall.
Looks like for most areas, we're looking at 2 to 4 inches of rainfall. So you're going to get some street flooding. You can see some of that in the low-lying areas. But look how close we are to these larger values, the 6 to 10 inches of rain. A little shift could bring those higher amounts easily onshore.
Authorities in North Carolina ordered the evacuation of Ocracoke Island, which was slammed by last year's Hurricane Dorian. A hurricane warning was in effect for Florida's east coast from Boca Raton, just north of Miami, stretching almost 250 kilometers north. Talks on a huge coronavirus relief measure resumed on Saturday, focused on restoring a newly expired supplemental unemployment benefit, fresh payments to most Americans, and hundreds of billions of dollars in other relief. The principal negotiators, including Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, convened again in hopes of breaking a week-long stalemate. Speaking to reporters, Mnuchin said there had been progress, but there was still a lot of work to do. The administration is willing to extend a $600 jobless benefit, at least in the short term, but is balking at other demands of Democratic negotiators, like aid for state and local governments, food stamp increases, and assistance to renters and homeowners. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Protesters against coronavirus restrictions gathered in Berlin for a demonstration titled The End of the Pandemic Freedom Day. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
A crowd of people whistling and cheering and with few masks in sight marched, holding up homemade placards featuring slogans that included Corona, false alarm, we are being forced to wear a muzzle, and natural defense instead of vaccination, some chanted. We're here and we're loud because we're being robbed of our freedom. The protests come amid increased concern about an upturn in infections in Germany. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Thousands of people marched in the Russian far eastern city of Khabarovsk on Saturday for the fourth weekend in a row, protesting President Vladimir Putin's handling of a local political crisis. Reuters' Soria Ali reports.
Sergei Furgal was arrested on July 9th on murder charges, which he denies. His supporters say the arrest was politically motivated and it's triggered weeks of demonstrations. Marching under heavy rain beneath umbrellas, protesters chanted freedom and we came here of our own will. One banner read Russia without Putin, and protesters also chanted Putin resign. The situation is creating a headache for the Kremlin, which is trying to revive a stuttering economy and keep a lid on unrest. The protests have highlighted anger among some in the Far East over what they see as policies coming from detached Moscow-based authorities on the other side of the country.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. President Donald Trump says he will take steps to ban the TikTok app in the United States because of its Chinese ownership and security concerns. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
TikTok is known for its fun and goofy videos, but some lawmakers have raised concerns about possible intelligence and privacy issues because it's owned by the Chinese company ByteDance. President Trump brought it up Friday.
We may be banning TikTok. We may be doing some other things.
And then doubled down that he's going to ban the app with some type of executive order. TikTok denies allegations that it shares user data with the Chinese government, but the company's operations in the U.S. have been under review by the Committee on Foreign Investment, and the warnings are similar to those issued about Chinese-owned Huawei and ZTE. There are media reports of U.S. software companies vying to buy TikTok from ByteDance. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.